Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Bruce Pierce with another episode of my podcast entitled Women's Healthcare with Dr. Bruce Pierce. Today, my guest is a licensed acupuncturist in the states of both New Jersey and Pennsylvania. She is certified by the New Jersey Board of Medical Examiners and the Pennsylvania State Board of Medicine. And she completed her training with a Master of Science at Tri-State College of Acupuncture in New York City. And let's welcome Kristen Gray, Apple.
Thank you, Dr. Pierce.
So you pronounce the Gray and the Apple?
Gray is my middle name.
Okay, so Kristen Gray Apple.
So it could just be Kristen Apple.
But I'm going to call you Kristen Gray Apple. All right, so welcome to my podcast, Kristen.
Thank you. I'm so happy to participate.
Glad to have you here. So we're obviously today, we discuss women's health care. And you're a licensed acupuncturist, correct?
Correct.
So I'd like to discuss how acupuncture affects women's health. And before we do that, I guess maybe it should be better to, I guess, describe acupuncture in general terms first. What is it? How does it work? What are its origins? And I'm going to leave that to you because you are the expert.
Sure. So, you know, even though acupuncture is kind of new, relatively new to many people in the U.S., it is an ancient medicine going back about 6,000 years to ancient China. And we've started using acupuncture, or basically started coming over to the U.S. in the 1950s. Acupuncture is basically a modality that uses, it actually is an umbrella term, and we use a few different techniques in the medicine, but the main thing is that we use these very fine, sterile, single-use disposable needles.
Oh my God, needles!
Oh my gosh, and they're very fine, as thin as a piece of hair. They're not hypodermic, so we're not injecting anything or withdrawing any blood or anything. They're placed in specific acupuncture points or sites along the body, along what we call meridians, which are channels that we carry chi. We call it chi or vitality throughout the body. So there are different perspectives on acupuncture at this point, from east to, you know, eastern perspectives to western perspectives. But it's pretty commonly accepted at this point, based on research, and that acupuncture does work.
Great. Now, before we get too far into the podcast, we're sitting today in your office. It's in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Or is it Pennington? I guess so.
But on Lawrenceville Pennington Road.
Right. So, and it's called Apple Puncture. And so instead of acupuncture, I see what you did there. You used your name. Mm-hmm. So it's a very nice office and it's very calming. And
thank you.
I really like it. So, I'm sorry. So, all right. So that's the background of acupuncture. So we're talking about women's health. How could this affect women's health?
Yeah. So acupuncture works to regulate the autonomic nervous system. So, and it does a lot. It has a lot of effects on your physiology. We treat a lot of different women's health issues, ranging from fertility issues, menstrual issues and pain, fibroids, endometriosis, interstitial cystitis, polycystic ovarian syndrome, pregnancy symptomatology, and menopause. We also can treat postpartum symptomatology as well.
All right. Now, but for everybody who's listened to my other podcast knows I'm an OBGYN physician nearby. And so you're talking to somebody now, I'm in my right brain which part side of my brain, but I'm direct. I'm basic science, straightforward scientific data. This does this, this does that. So this is different. This is like a different side of the brain. Right. This is like, right. This is, tell me about that.
Yeah. So, similar to, so if we're talking from an Eastern perspective on just how acupuncture works, it's very different from, you know, it's a totally different paradigm of thinking. So just very basically from an Eastern perspective, we have what I mentioned are called meridians. And these are channels, much like blood vessels, that carry what we call qi or vitality or energy throughout the body. And a lot of times with, you know, stress in life or injuries or any number of things that could cause a disharmony or imbalances in the body, it will disturb the flow of your qi or vitality that moves through the meridians. So that could result in a blockage or in blockage in one or more of the meridians, and then that kind of throws off the balance of all the meridians, and they work together. So think of it like an orchestra, and then one of the instruments starts playing weirdly, and then it kind of messes everybody up.
So whereas I just deal with maybe one or two organs at a time, and I'm focusing only on that organ or that organ system, you're more of a global whole body type of medicine.
Yeah, that's a good way. You know, it you can think of it as, yeah, I guess that's why they would call it a holistic medicine. You know, so what we're trying to achieve.
Did we make up that term right now? Or that sounds familiar.
Yeah, so we're just trying to sort of bring, we talk a lot about, we use the word harmony or disharmony. So we're just trying to help your body reestablish its innate just kind of homeostasis, and the body knows how to do that on its own. We just, sometimes life is stressful and the body needs to relearn. And so as acupuncturists, we're not, our main job is just to kind of signal to the body how to return to its own innate balance.
Right. So if a patient comes to me with a cyst on their ovary, I'm focusing on that ovary. I'm deciding whether to take it out or to give some medicine to make it shrink, but you're not specifically focusing on the ovary, it's really the whole body, making it healthy so it could heal itself.
Yeah, for the most part. But there are times where we do work like specifically on a local area. So if there was a cyst, we will target that actual cyst as well as working distal away from the cyst to sort of move and circulate the blood and the lymphatic and the qi. So we're doing kind of local and distal acupuncture points.
So it does help sometimes to get a little closer to where you're working.
It does.
See,
mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I'm a female patient. I come in. I'm seeing my gynecologist about maybe infertility, maybe some menopausal symptoms. What am I to expect when I walk in your office?
When you first come in, we would have about a 15-minute interview where I ask some specific questions and try to get, well, you will have filled out a medical history form that I usually review before I see you. And then I try to zero in a little bit more specifically on you as an individual and learn, you know, what's going on in your life, maybe a little more information about the symptoms you're having, and your medical history and anything that might have been left out or forgotten in your medical history form. And then we would do a physical exam during which I sort of try to get some diagnostic information, and then we would go forward with your first treatment.
So everybody wants to know, who's never had acupuncture before, tell me about the needles. How big are they? How much is this going to hurt?
Yeah, so they're different size needles. They're in terms of the thickness, they're super, super tiny. About the thickest is about as thick as a cat's whisker. Sometimes they're thinner, like a piece of hair. And for different areas of the body, they're different lengths. But usually not, we don't insert them much deeper than, you know, a centimeter. Some areas, you know, where there's more fatty tissue, we might go deeper, like, you know, in the glute area. But otherwise, it's actually, for most people who come in, and I do have people who are very nervous at times, you know, they're perspiring and they're breathing is, you know, they're rapidly breathing. They, upon the first insertion of the needle, they're just like very surprised and often asked, did you actually put it in yet? You know, they didn't even realize that I did it, you know. So it's a lot less painful than people expect, and it's actually a very relaxing experience.
So my next question was, have you ever had anybody who just like screamed and ran out the door right after you did it?
No, thankfully, no. I have, but, you know, even, you know, I have a couple of, you know, I've worked with family members that were pretty nervous. And basically, I try to go very slowly. I communicate, make eye contact, and we work as a team. So if there's any point that anyone's uncomfortable with, I'll just take it out. Or, you know, we don't have to do every single point. Thankfully, there are, you know, alternative points. And, you know, depending on the person, we don't need to use that many.
I was going to ask, do they always go in the same place? Or do you just alter the placement based on what your goal is?
There are some points that are just really great that we might use. Like, say someone comes in and they're having a lack of a period. So amenorrhea. So if they come in and there are two people or three people with that same issue, there might be a certain point that we would want to use for all of them. But generally, we'll look at the individual, and almost always it'll mean that we create a point prescription for that particular person, and it'll be different from one person to the next.
Okay, so I'm coming in. We have our initial visit, our exam. We do the initial treatment. Now, how many treatments are necessary?
Generally, we recommend weekly treatment for 6 to 10 weeks for chronic issues. Sometimes, depending on the severity of the issue, it could be more like 14 weeks. And a lot of acupuncturists recommend 2 treatments per week in the first 2 weeks. I generally just start with, you know, just making it clear that once a week is very important. I know that that can be tough for people's schedules.
Sure, busy, working, yeah. Et cetera. So how long is each session?
Each session is an hour. The initial is an hour and 15 minutes.
So, okay, I imagine myself coming in, you put the needles in, and then I just gotta like sit there for an hour?
So usually by the time that I have put all the needles in and am about to leave the patient to rest, they will rest for about 25, 30 minutes alone in the room. And during that time, you know, we've got a sound machine on, maybe some music, we dim the lights, and there's a, you know, heat on the table, and people usually fall into sort of dreamy, sleepy state. And once they get used to that experience, they actually look forward to their nap time, you know, so they're kind of counting on it. And then when I do come back in the room, they often say like, oh no, man, it's already over. Like,
well, I will tell you, it is very relaxing here in the office.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well,
I think they did a good job at creating, I guess, this atmosphere of relaxation. So I could see how that could happen.
Thank you.
All right. So you do once a week how many weeks did you say?
For chronic issues, I would say 6 to 14 weeks, but generally it's 6 to 10 weeks. For acute issues, like if somebody just had something happen last week, usually we can resolve that in 1 to 3 treatments.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be the prolonged.
Doesn't have to be.
It just depends on, you know, obviously a chronic condition is going to take longer.
It's like a pattern that's harder.
It took a long time to get there. It's going to take longer to resolve. Mm-hmm. That's great. So, Kristen, what are the main things that women come in to your office and complain of and or look for help with?
I would say the primary women's health issues that I work with are fertility, menopause, and pelvic pain, including interstitial cystitis.
What's interstitial cystitis? I know, but I want everybody else to know.
Yeah, Dr. Pierce knows. He knows well, I'm sure.
Yes.
It's a condition where the bladder spasms. There's bladder pain and pressure, and sometimes urinary urgency.
Mm-hmm.
Often unexplained and often stress-induced.
Right, and these are patients who have probably gone to a number of doctors looking for help, and although it is certainly available, it's a chronic condition and very disturbing to quality of life, I would say.
Exactly.
So that's and you said fertility is another a thing women come in for?
Yes, I love working with fertility patients. A lot of times it is just as simple as, just reducing stress in the woman's life. That's usually what it is. But every now and then, somebody will have an irregular cycle, and it's important for us to regulate the hormones and get them back on track. And sometimes they have they could have a lot of coldness in the lower abdomen, and so we're just kind of bringing blood flow and trying to warm up the womb area.
And tell me about endometriosis.
So a lot of times when it can be, we work with the hormones and also locally in the area to bring that blood flow. And a lot of times with endometriosis or cysts, there's a blockage in the channels. So what we're trying to do, we call that stagnation. So what we're trying to do is actually move things along. There might be an accumulation of what we would call phlegm. So we're trying to sort of promote movement in that area.
Well, I mean, from the other, the right side of the brain, we still have not completely diagnosed the reason women get endometriosis. So it would seem foolish not to try acupuncture for assistance, since we certainly haven't nailed it down on our end.
And it's really an opportunity for collaboration. There are certain things that we can't, as acupuncturists, treat. So if the cyst is large enough that's, doctors are recommending surgery, I'm a sort of acupuncturist that kind of straddles east and west, and I would not try to attempt treating that if the person is at risk and was requiring surgery.
And I think that's probably the best way, is just to work collaboratively.
Mm-hmm.
And also it makes the most sense.
Right.
So, yeah. Which is great.
Okay.
I noticed in your brochure that you do pediatric acupuncture as well. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's an area I love working with. I love working with children. Generally, here at Applepuncture, we see kids ranging from age 5 to, also adolescents, and they tend to do really well with
probably
acupuncture.
Better than the adults, right?
Exactly. A lot of adults are worried about that, but like you said, the kids kind of just they just kind of get used to it, and they are fine if their parents are fine.
Right. That's usually how pediatrics goes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I see also you could do something with breastfeeding and nursing, and maybe women having trouble with nursing.
Yeah. So if there are any issues with blocks in the ducts, we can help to free that up. So kind of similar in terms of just opening up the channels, bringing blood flow to the area.
It seems like you and I deal with a lot of the same issues. So it's good to know that there are alternatives out there, not instead of traditional medicine, but I would say as an adjunct. Would you agree with that?
Definitely.
I'm not putting words in your mouth.
No, I think that's exactly. I mean, I would not say, I think there's a place for both, and especially working together, they can really help support an individual's healthy lifestyle.
That's great. Well, it's been very lovely speaking with you, Kristen Gray Apple. And come, if anybody's in the area, come visit Applepuncture in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Or if you're remote, I'm sure there's a local acupuncturist in your area. Do some research, and I think it's a great thing. Thank you, Kristen, for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pierce.
You are welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.